السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين. Inshallah, we are going to look at the Tajweed of Surah Quraysh. Please recite after me when I pause and use a loud voice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش. إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. Let us look at the Tajweed rules in ayah number 1. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First we have a lam with a kasra for one count, and then hamza with a kasra, e, li-e. So it's not li. You know, the wrong pronunciation is when people say li-lafi. It's not li-lafi, it's li-e-lafi. Repeat after me. لِإِيلَافِ قُرَيْش. قَفْ دَمَّقُ. Back of the tongue being high. قُ. And رَ is heavy. يَ is soft. رَي. And then شِين is a soft letter. When you put a sukun on it. قُرَيْش. When a fatha is followed by a ya, that is lean, حروف lean. Now, when we are going to stop, normally it's about a little more than one count, like رَي, قُرَي. If I were to say قُرَيْشٍ, that's how it would be. But when we stop, then we stretch it longer, قُرَيْش. Ayah 2, إِيلَافِ. So the Hamza is being followed by a sign in the Uthmani script. This is a mad sign. So you have to stretch the E to two counts. إِيلَافِهِمْ. Repeat after me. إِيلَافِهِمْ. And then Ra Kasra is soft with the ha, with the sukun, رِح. And make this Hawa continue, رِح. رِحْلَتَ. Push lamb. رِحْلَتَ. رِحْلَتَ الشِّتَاءِ. The mad sign on ta is called mad muttasil, and it is and when we have a mad muttasil, you will always find that the hamza is following this mad sign, and it is always in the same word. So the word الشِّتَاءِ. This is mad muttasil, and it will be four counts. والصيف. So صاد here has a fatha. So صاد fatha is followed by ya. So that is a حروف lean. But we are going to stop. So this will become a mad of at least four counts. والصيف. فليعبدوا. The thing to remember here is lam has a sukoon, so you say fal, and keep the tip of the tongue stuck behind the teeth. Fal ya, ya and ayn, ya. Do not dip your voice, do not say ya. That creates a qalqala. So we will keep the voice steady. Fal ya budu, and push on ba. And then du is two counts. Fal ya budu. Rabb. Ra is heavy and ba has a shadda, so we are going to emphasize the shadda just a little bit. Rabb. Hatha. This word, hatha, by itself is two counts each. Always stretch the ha and thal. Hatha. But here it is followed by al bayt. So here we will connect hathal. Keep the tip of the tongue stuck. هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So again we have a mad lean situation here, because we have fatha on ba followed by ya, and it is the end of the word, so we will stretch it at least four counts. So repeat after me please. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. I for الذي, push on the lam shadda. الذي stretch for four counts. Why? Because this is called mad munfasil, when there is a hamza coming but it's in the next word. See, the word أطعمهم starts with a hamza, so this hamza is not part of the previous word, so it is called mad munfasil. And we were going to stretch the mad to four counts. الذي أطعمهم من. So ميم مشددة, hold it. And then نون has a إخفاء. This ikhfa is followed by letter jim, so we have to know the makhraj of jim. If I say edge is the sides of the tongue, the middle part of the tongue is the makhraj for jim. So when I say minju, I flatten the tongue, minju. Minju ayn is going to connect with waw, and we will hold it for two counts. This is called idgham with ghunnah. Min ju'yuwa. Wa fathawa. Amanahum. Hamza followed by alif. It's called mad badal. And we stretch it for two counts. Amanahum. Who will connect with meem shadda. And we will be doing ghunnah for two counts. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ إِظْهَار مِنْ. So you connect the tip of the tongue to the back of the upper teeth. مِنْ خَوْف. خَافَتْهَا خَا followed by letter واو is again حُرُوفِ لِين, and we are going to stop, so it becomes مَدْ لِين for four counts. مِنْ خَوْف. So I hope that this surah was clear for you, and inshallah we are going to continue our class with another surah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.